This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 17th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is item 8, notice of proposed rulemaking on reporting multi-state independent expenditures and electioneering. Communications in presidential primary elections. I understand Ms. Waldstreicher is here, as is Robert Knott of the Office of General Counsel. I understand there have been some discussions among commissioners on this matter. Is there Commissioner Hunter?
Yes, there have been discussions, and we've talked about this numerous times in several public meetings over the past few months.
Right.
And the long and short of it is that we're willing to support Agenda Document 15-50B. We think it's a reasonable bipartisan compromise that will provide for more public disclosure than the current advisory opinion Western Representation PAC, which many people have complained about, said it's unworkable, and if it's manipulated a certain way, it will provide less disclosure than the document that we're prepared to vote for. I have talked to a variety of my colleagues, and my understanding is that we only have 3 votes for this document today. I understand it's possible that people will be willing to support this in January, and typically I like to give people time to think about things, but just because the Iowa caucuses are in something like 45 days, and obviously people are already running these types of ads. I saw a whole bunch of them when I watched the debate the other night. I just don't think we can wait any longer. So I think it's important to put on the record today the votes of the commission. Obviously, happy to reconsider if people want to vote for it or a version of it in January. But don't want to cut off discussion, but I'm prepared to make the motion when it's appropriate.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I want to thank Commissioner Hunter for engaging me with me on this and for patiently waiting while I tried to work through some of these issues. I was hoping that we could come to some agreement, maybe around an interim final rule with a sunset provision that would then be coupled with a rulemaking that would allow us to see what happens in this cycle and then come up with a permanent rule at the end of the cycle. The primary reason that I cannot support the motion that Commissioner Hunter either just has or is about to make is that hinging the 24-hour reports to the date of the convention means that we won't get any 24-hour reports because people don't run ads. People run ads in advance of the primaries when people are actually voting. Nobody's actually voting by the time you get to the convention. I mean, God knows what will happen next year, but generally all the advertising is done in advance of the convention. So if that's the date that's going to be the trigger for 24-hour reports, we're not going to see any. Now, it's true that we may capture some of that under this proposal, some of that same information in 48-hour reports.
I don't think it's May, right? I think it's will. Just
okay, fine. Okay. We'll capture some of that information in 48-hour reports, but the statute doesn't say you don't have to file 24-hour reports as long as the same information shows up in a 48-hour report. There are 2 separate reporting requirements. One is for 24-hour reports and one is for 48-hour reports. And I'm sympathetic to the I don't think this is an attempt to quash disclosure. And I'm sympathetic to the goals, but I don't think that we as a commission can say, well, we're basically going to set it up in a way that one provision of the statute, the 24-hour reporting regime, is just not going to ever come into play. So that's, you know, I had offered to use a different trigger date, the date of the first primary in the case of ads that are multi-state. You just take the first date out of whichever states are being are being targeted by the ads, and you say, okay, we'll just go by the first one. So it would be an improvement over the Western Representation Pact. People would only have, they would still have one reporting requirement based on one date, and they wouldn't have to do all the fancy dividing. And I think the commenters, all two of them, suggested I acknowledge they liked your proposal better, but they said that this would also be an improvement over the current situation, which is that we have an AO out there that was supported by, remarkably enough, a unanimous commission, the Western Representation PAC, and that is all that people have to go by now, and nobody likes it. So it is unfortunate that we were unable to come to an agreement, and I really cast no blame on that. I understand where my colleagues are coming from, but I won't be able to support the motion.
Commissioner Hunter.
Under the document that I haven't moved it yet, but that I will, my understanding is that it would capture under the 48-hour requirement every IE unless it's less than $10,000, which I don't know that there is such a thing as a nationwide IE that could be run for less than $10,000. So I think it would capture all or almost all of these IEs on the 48-hour report. So while it's not perfect, it's, I think, the closest thing to it. And I just wanted to point out the 48-hour point.
And, you know, I myself think that it's really great that you've been trying to negotiate this and unfortunately haven't come to some conclusion on it. I mean, personally, I would like to see a sunset provision.
Oh, I said last time and
you
the time before that. Happy to add that in. We didn't add it in because we didn't want it, but
After the election.
Yeah, we'll add that in. There's a sunset provision. I think it's, yes, we could add that in right now, that it would expire at the end of the calendar year or right after the election.
Could we ask counsel whether we could do that in an interpretive rule? I know we could do that in an interim final rule. I'm not sure if we can do that in an interpretive rule.
Yeah. Would we have to have a rule?
You sent an email on this, right?
Right. That's something I'm not sure we want to talk about in open session, but there's an email from one of us here on that topic.
My recollection was that it might not be clear, but that it was not prohibited and that it was generally speaking okay. I don't have it in front of me, but...
Well, maybe we should then... I mean, that's my concern. I don't want this to go on. I understand where we are now, and, you know, maybe we could hold off on a vote. I wouldn't support your motion unless I was confirmed with some of that.
Okay.
It's up to you.
As I said, there are people who are running these right now, and I just think it's important for people to know that there's at least three commissioners. Happy to bring, if there needs to be a motion to reconsider, I don't even know if we would need that to do this again. Happy to open it back up in January, and maybe in January we have four or five or six votes, but you know, these are issues that we've been thinking about and talking about, and we got the memo from council 2 months, I don't know, it was a while ago, and so, but again,
right.
I
but we were getting more information about it in terms of both from Ms. Ciccone, who provided us with some information, and then my understanding that you were trying to negotiate a deal up to yesterday, potentially. I don't know. So it's not as if I'm not paying attention to the issue and not wanting to delay it. But it's fine. It's fine. Okay. Why don't we take the vote?
Okay, that's fine. And again, happy to do it again in January.
Okay.
I move adoption of agenda document number 15-50B.
Okay. Any comments, questions? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
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 Okay.
I have a comment.
Okay.
I did say I was talking to Commissioner Hunter a few times about this and Mr. Kona, and I'm learning enough about it to the point where I'm about to vote for that. So but I'm going to still hear my colleagues out, but I'm not coming along there. So maybe first part of January.
Okay. All right, Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioner Goodman, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting yes, and Commissioner Walther, Weintraub, and myself voting no.